U.S. Airways and American Airlines leaders like to say that of their combined 900 routes, only 12 overlap. A review by the Government Accountability Office confirms that's true. If you're talking about nonstop flights, only 12 routes overlap. If you're looking at all flights, though, the report says it's more like 1,600. Charlie Leocha of the Consumer Travel Alliance thinks ticket buyers will notice the difference. He spoke at a Senate Commerce Subcommittee. He spoke at a Senate Commerce Subcommittee hearing Wednesday.
If you go into Kayak and you look it up on Expedia, you go to your travel agency, you're going to get a price. And those airlines compete like mad with each other right now. That competition is going to disappear.
A GAO official pointed out that on most of those 1,600 overlapping routes, the merged airline will still have at least one competitor. The GAO analyzed the merger in anticipation of a Justice Department review later this year, where the agency will look for antitrust concerns. The report contains one other tidbit for Charlotte residents. Charlotte Douglas Airport, of course, is a major hub for U.S. Airways right now, but American has its own hub in Miami. The report says Miami already serves more than half the same airports as Charlotte Douglas and could be expected to become a joint hub if the two were combined. U.S. Airways spokesmen say they plan to retain all of their current hubs, but U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker gave himself a little more leeway at the Senate hearing.
We're being extremely careful not to make any promises, but rather to tell people what we know at this point in time about what we believe is going to happen.
And the GAO report points out that closing hubs is not unprecedented. St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Memphis all lost their hubs in previous airline mergers. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.